Oliver is now duly licensed as your parish priest. He has promised to serve in this ministry faithfully. Yet the work of the kingdom in these places is not his alone, but belongs to the whole church. Priests and people together, you are the body of Christ in this place. Through you, God continues his work in the world today. Make full use of the gifts which the Holy Spirit bestows on you. Be instrument of Christ's peace and love. Support one another in your lives and homes. Strive for justice. Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. For without him, you can do nothing. I ask you now, priests and people together, do you dedicate yourselves afresh to God in the service of the gospel?
With God's help, we do.
Oliver, be among us, one who rejoices to bring new Christians to baptism and to share with them the living water, Jesus Christ himself.
Will you share with me in encouraging people from around our communities to discover and come to Christ, to help them grow in Christ's life, and to seek to shine with Christ's light beside them?
Oliver, be among us as one committed to reconciliation, showing God's forgiveness and healing.
Will you share with me in striving to be instruments of God's peace in the church and in the world, so that we may be a Christ-like community of love?
By God's grace, we will.
Oliver, be among us at this time one who studies the scriptures, preaching Christ's love in the Word made flesh, to deepen our faith and broaden our understanding, and to make Christ known to all in our benefice.
Will you join me in learning and living out the word, that all may hear and rejoice in the good news of Christ our Saviour and Redeemer?
And God's grace
we will.
Oliver, be among us as one who holds us in prayer, as one who leads us in worship, in psalm and silence, in canticle and praise, that we may grow in God's image and likeness and care for the needs of the world.
Will you join me in placing prayer at the heart of these communities, at the rising of the sun and its setting, that all people may come to be blessed by the light of Christ?
By God's grace, we will.
Oliver, be among us to break the bread and bless the cup, presiding to celebrate with us the Lord's death and resurrection, that we may know his presence in us and our hope in him, and be nourished to live out our Christian mission in our daily lives.
Will you join me in offering ourselves in honesty and utter trust to be a living sacrifice, rejoicing to know that we are the body of Christ, sustained and nurtured by his body and blood?
By God's grace, we will.
Let us pray. O Lord our God, in Christ you have raised us to life and called us to share in his purpose and his fullness. To you and to your service we devote ourselves, all that we have and all that we are. Enlighten us by your Holy Spirit, strengthen us by your grace, nourish us in word and sacrament. In your mercy, build us up for your use and use us for your glory, and grant that we together may play our part in making Christ known in the world, living his life here, in the hope of a glory to come, who together with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen.